speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June the 26th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. It is increasingly becoming difficult to tell satire sites from the real news, especially when you look at what the Democrats are proposing or what Jared Kushner is proposing. I mean, we've had the Democrats, pretty much every single one of them, has embraced slavery reparations. All those slaves are dead. You can't make reparations. And we don't know who's descended from a slave owner, who's descended from a slave. We've got black people here who came after their ancestors came after slavery. We got white people who came after there was slavery. We have whites and blacks who had married together. You know, look at Obama, for example. You know, he's got a white mother. He's got a black father who, if you believe his claimed parentage, his black father was never an American. So does he get reparations? Does he pay reparations? I don't know. And what about his children? So we got the slavery reparations. As I pointed out yesterday, Elizabeth Warren has to go even further. You know, no matter what Bernie proposes, she's going to up the ante. And so she upped the ante on reparations. If everybody else is going to go for black reparations, she's going to go for gay reparations. And she'll do it also retroactively. All those people who got married in states before the Supreme Court said that they're going to recognize that. They didn't get their federal tax deductions, so we're going to do retroactive federal tax deductions, according to Elizabeth Warren. And now we've got, and I don't see anybody complaining about this, we've got Jared Kushner talking about reparations for Palestinians. Of course, paid for by us. I mean, we pay for everything, right? We pay for the slavery reparations, we pay for the gay marriage reparations, and we're going to pay for the Palestine reparations as well, if he gets his way. What is going on here? It's both Republicans and Democrats. Again, as I said, when I look at these news headlines, this one from Duffelblog.com is a satire site. RQ-4A was shot down by Iran only days from retirement. Yes, that poor drone that was shot down. You know, the cliche from the cop movies. It was just days from retirement. Sparrow was on his last mission before heading home and retiring, say sources at the Pentagon. The poor guy had two little SUAS drones back home he was looking forward to spending more time with. He'll never get to fly around with them again. Navy officials confirmed that Black Sparrow was on his 18th overseas deployment, including tours in Iraq and South Korea. After 20 years in service, he would have been eligible for full military pension just 3 days before, after he was shot down. I've seen a lot of terrible things at war, said the drone squadron commander. I've blown up, you know, whole families with killer robots, but this is by far the most tragic thing I've ever seen. The idea of Sparrow, the Global Hawk drone, not getting to enjoy his pension. It really breaks me up, he said. Well, we're going to take a look at war. You know, quite frankly, we're not that far away from personalizing these killer robots. I mean, we have autonomous killer drones, and, you know, we're going to put them out, give them intelligence. I mean, at what point do we start treating them like robotic cops who kill people because they don't obey their orders quickly enough or taser them? And we're going to take a look at who profits from all of this. I've got the numbers for the military-industrial complex as we look at the situation in Iran that is building up and increasing. But again, as I said, it's hard to tell reality from satire. Yesterday, I pointed out these asinine rape fantasies that were exposed live with CNN's Anderson Cooper. You know, as soon as he hears somebody wants to make a rape accusation against President Trump, he'll put them on prime time right there. And without vetting her, she goes into her rape fantasy. We'll play that again for you because we now have Mitt Romney and Joni Ernst, two Republican senators saying, well, we need to look into this. Well, okay, we'll look into it for Romney and Joni Ernst. Maybe Romney and Joni Ernst have some kind of a sick rape fantasy going on themselves. I don't know. We'll look at that when we come back. Stay with us.
Music. It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June the 26th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. As I was laughing at the top of the hour, I saw on this satire site saying that poor drone that was shot down, that Global Hawk drone, was only a couple of days from retirement, personifying that. They've got a lot of funny articles at that site. It's called duffelblog.com. One of the headlines was, "We shouldn't get any new nukes until we use the ones we have." Well, I guess that's a satire of the military-industrial complex, talking about how, yeah, you know, using nuclear weapons, that's legit. You know, kind of like Eric Swalwell did, you know, when he said we'll use them against gun owners. You know, when you got the actual Pentagon talking about how, yeah, we need to talk about how we can use these nukes tactically, that ought to get everybody concerned, even about the statements of Eric Swalwell. These people are absolutely detached from reality. We're going to talk about what's going on with the war. We're also going to talk about outsourcing our border protection. How's that going for us? You know, we've had President Trump saying Mexico has done more to protect our border than the Democrats have done in the last 10 years. And I would add that they've done more than the Trump administration has in the last 2.5 years. They actually stopped somebody. But we're going to take a look and whether or not they're going to continue to do that. Now you got the Mexican president saying, we're not going to do that anymore. And they made a big show out of sending troops to the border. Maybe when they had their meeting, maybe President Trump said, here's what you do. Okay, you make a big show out of sending, I've done this before, right? You send the troops to the border. You tell everybody you're sending thousands of troops to the border, but you don't have them do anything. You know, you have them paint some fences, right? Which is literally what they did. You had the acting head of DHS sending an email to the senator saying, don't worry, we're not doing anything. We're not actually doing anything at the border. We're just, you know, painting fences. And that's what is now happening in the Mexican government. You got soldiers there saying, well, they told us to stop the movement, but they told us not to do anything to anybody. How do we do that? We've got these contradictory orders. This is how we're being gaslighted by our governments. And the Mexican people don't want illegal immigration in their country at all, by a big majority, 2-1. They want the military to protect the border of Mexico, the Mexican people. And the Mexican people, by a majority of 3-1, want the people who have come into their country illegally, they want them deported. Are they racist? Are they anti-Hispanic in Mexico? Not wanting these people from other countries coming into their country? We're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at how individuals who have tried to protect the border have been punished, have been attacked by our own Trump administration. I'm going to stop saying by our own government because President Trump is the government right now. It's the Trump administration. He owns this. This policy goes to him. And so does this war situation. Before we get to that, let's defend him from some unjust accusations, because the Democrats are not complaining about the real issues with the Trump administration. Of course, they'll be even worse on these issues. But as we had, and I played this for you yesterday, it is absolutely stunning. Everybody across the media has now picked this up today. But I played this yesterday morning. I want to play it for you again. Anderson Cooper gets E. Jean Carroll on because she said, well, I think President Trump raped me. And so, of course, you know, let's get her on prime time. And this whole thing exploded in Anderson Cooper's face. I want you to see this. Watch his reaction. And listen to what this woman says. Let's play this again. And as you're watching this, keep in mind that two Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Joni Ernst, say, well, I think we should have more information about this Trump rape allegation. They are still taking it seriously. Mitt Romney and Joni Ernst, do you take them seriously? I mean, how anti-Trump do you have to be? And he's got people who are Republican senators who are trying to smear him with this nonsense. This is why we can't get anything done in Washington. One of the big reasons we can't get anything done. It's just all about the Game of Thrones. It's all about the drama. It's all about the fiction and the fantasies. Let's play the Anderson Cooper clip, video clip number two.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We've just got to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I think that's sexual. He goes, well, I think most people think it's violence. And she goes, well, I think it's sexy. And I think you're fascinating to talk to, as he stumbles into a break. And Mitt Romney comes out and says, it's a very serious allegation. Who takes Mitt Romney, Captain Underpants, seriously anymore? I hope that's fully evaluated. The president said it didn't happen. I certainly hope that's the case. Joni Ernst comes out. I think anybody that makes accusations like that, they should come forward. And she said it on CNN. Joni Ernst goes on the same network that you just saw melt down with that absurd statement there. She said, but obviously there has to be some additional information. They need to interview her. They need to visit with him. I think we should appoint a special prosecutor, quite frankly, don't you? I mean, this rises to the level of the filthy fiction, the dirty dossier that was created by the perverted fantasies of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And so I think we should investigate these perverted fantasies of this woman, E. Jean Carroll. Of course, she's had these kind of fantasies before. Let's play video clip number four. She had fantasies. Go ahead. Sorry.
Think of all the weird, screwy, twisted things women do to prove that we love you.
Like what?
Bikini waxing.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rules. You can't walk out of the cave of the club and drag a woman back.
Equality made it better.
But Jimmy, women love that.
Or near equality has made it a lot, lot better.
When was the last time you took a big old club and...
No, but figuratively,
that's women love that. You know, just coming with a big old club.
The notion of being hunted.
Love.
You love that?
Yes, that's what women want.
That's what the 103rd precinct is for. They're in there screaming, arrest them. It's an assault case.
Well, we don't literally want to be clubbed until we're bruised, but we want to
be chased. You want to be pursued.
That's right.
Okay, now, in case you had trouble recognizing her, that was her 24 years ago. And she was there with, of all people, Charlie Rose, who apparently has some of his own rape fantasies going. Paul Joseph Watson on NewsWars.com says that her story, E. Jean Carroll's story, mirrors almost exactly a plot line from an episode of Law and Order called SVU. She claims that sometime in the 90s, you know, when maybe she got Trump confused with Charlie Rose. Maybe it was really Charlie Rose and she's just kind of slipping into dementia and her fantasies are all kind of running together. Or maybe she really saw this on Law and Order. She claims that Donald Trump sexually assaulted her in the lingerie department of Bergdorf Goodman, a department store. In a stunning coincidence, points out Paul Joseph Watson, her story is very similar to a plot line from an episode of Law and Order, where a suspect being questioned says it took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf, where while she was trying on lingerie. Maybe this is what she means by a rape fantasy. I don't know, folks. We can't make this stuff up, but the Democrats are so perverted they can't. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star, Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night. The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight.
Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I want to talk a little bit more about Hollywood before we get into news, before we get into the border situation and into war. Of course, we have Toy Story 4 began last week. And now we have a UK feminist on BBC Radio 4. She is a writer and theater maker. I don't know what a theater maker is, but maybe the people in the UK do. Her name is Stella Duffy, and I've never heard of her before either, but she's appearing on BBC. And she's giving everybody her ideas of Toy Story 4. She thinks that it has a lack of diversity, it is anti-feminist, and disableist. She said they have no black lead characters, and she dismissed the idea that Bo Peep is in any way a feminist. Here's what she had to say. She said, "What on earth are Disney doing having a film that has no leads that are black characters? Yes, there are black actors, but they are yellow and they are green and they are plush. How can they possibly think that's all right now? To be serious, every single humanoid toy is white. It's just shocking." Just shocking for her, a white feminist herself. They are yellow and green, the black actors, and they are plush. We can't have any plush black actors in a Toy Story. And she said, all right, let's talk about the white feminism on display here with Bo Peep. She said, all right, look, Bo Peep is a feminist. She's not. She's going to fall in love. She's still going to live happily ever after. That's not feminism. We all know that. Nobody that's a feminist lives happily. Not even for a short period of time. They're constantly offended. They're constantly looking for people to criticize. Just like this woman here, Stella Duffy. I haven't seen the film, so I don't know if she's right or not. I have a suspicion she's not, however. I haven't seen the film because I'm just fed up with Disney. I'm absolutely fed up with what they've been doing in their last movies, and I'm not paying to find out that somehow they're pushing some kind of propaganda agenda. Even, maybe they aren't. I'm not taking the chance. Not spending another dime with Disney ever. That's just my personal opinion. And talking about boycotts, we have Clint Eastwood was going to do a bill. He was going to do it, the heartbeat bill I'm looking at here. He's going to do a movie called The Battle of Richard Jewell in Atlanta. And then Hollywood demanded that everybody boycott Georgia over this heartbeat bill. And Clint Eastwood looked at it and said, nah, go ahead, make my movie. He's going to film it in Atlanta anyway, because that's where the story is set. Remember the 1996 Summer Olympics? Atlanta, Georgia, Richard Jewell, falsely accused by all of the corporate, mainstream, reliable, always true media. Remember that? Remember that? How all of the media jumped on this guy? Pushed this conspiracy theory, slandered, defamed him, destroyed his life and his character. He was a police officer, security guard, his off-duty police officer acting as security guard. He found a bomb at the 1996 Summer Olympics. They hailed him initially as a hero, and then they created a fake narrative to turn him into a villain, and all of the reliable mainstream media jumped in on that. On that frame job. And so it should be a good movie. Should be a good movie. Clint Eastwood does great stuff. Of course, he may find that he is going to be living the story of Richard Jewell. Because even though Clint Eastwood has been a hero to Hollywood, they're probably going to treat him like the mainstream media, NBC and others, went after Richard Jewell because he's going to make a movie in Georgia. And again, as we point out many times, all these movie studios that are virtue signaling about this, Disney, for example, Disney, Yeah, we talked about Toy Story 4. That's why I won't go to Disney films, besides what they did to the franchises, you know, feminizing them, weaponizing them for their social media agenda. But it's also the lies that these people tell, and how they have, all these different studio heads have gone to other countries where they have far more repressive laws about abortion and about women, and they have no problem doing business there whatsoever. It's only here, only in America, that they're going to do this type of thing. And as I also said, the people of Georgia would be better served if Hollywood didn't make any movies there, because they got snookered by those Hollywood stars. They are giving the movie companies massive taxpayer subsidies to film there. All kinds of tax subsidies, throwing taxpayer money at them left and right. Just, you know, please film in Georgia. Again, they'd be much better off not doing that. They could go a long ways towards reducing taxes for everybody else and solvency as well. You know, this article that came up yesterday on the Hill, we now have a new website called Front Page Live. Former Fox News reporter Carl Cameron is very proud of the fact that he's going to go there, and they see themselves as an antidote to the Drudge Report. And he said, well, you know, we're not partisan. I know how the right operates. I've got unique insight and understanding about how the right operates, and I've literally covered Donald Trump for 30 years. And he says that at Fox, the right-wing host drowned out straight journalism with partisan misinformation. This is another guy like Shepard Smith. But look, let's talk about the Drudge Report, okay? The Drudge doesn't write news. He links to news. He'll link to news from the New York Times or other sites that are not conservative. The bottom line is that what he does is he selects stories to put up. Now, I would assume that Front Page Live is also going to be selecting stories that they want to feature. You know, when they do that, they're going to find that the stories that they think are important, or the angles that they think are important, are going to reflect their personal bias. That's absolutely right. You know, they're not going to do any stories about the types of things that I'm interested in. Individual liberty, people at state level pushing back against the overreach of the federal government. They're not going to do any stories about CPS abuse. They're not going to say anything about civil asset forfeiture and the war on drugs. They don't think those are important stories. You'll never hear those questions asked in the debates that are going to start tonight. They don't ask those kind of questions. Never do. Have you ever since civil asset forfeiture was put in by the Reagan administration back in the 80s, mid-80s? Have you ever seen anybody ask a question about civil asset forfeiture? When Megyn Kelly came here, she interviewed us. When I talked to her, I said something about civil asset forfeiture, and she got this puzzled look on her face. What's that, she said. They don't even know what it is. That is bias. That is their own little world that they live in. They're not going to talk about things. They don't think it's important if the government takes your property without even accusing you of a crime, let alone finding you guilty. That's not important to these people. Whether it's Fox News or Front Page Live, anybody that tells you they don't have a bias, if they're a reporter, is lying to you and lying to themselves. They don't understand their bias, and they want you to think that they're completely objective. And that's what we're hearing from Carl Cameron now and Front Page Live.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallace Wells says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at Infowars.com/show.
Infowars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka-esque. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about Carl Cameron. You may remember him. Maybe you don't. I don't think he's been on Fox News for a while. But now he's going to be the chief political correspondent for a new website that The Hill reports thinks that they can be an alternative to the Drudge Report. Now, the Drudge Report, they say, is conservative. But, of course, Carl Cameron is not going to be liberal. And his side is not going to be liberal. They will be objective, of course, right? It's only conservatives who are partisan and biased. People like Carl Cameron would never be. You know, when he says things like right-wing hosts drowned out straight journalism. See, there's straight journalism. If you disagree with Carl Cameron, you're putting out partisan misinformation. Partisan misinformation. He said his job at Front Page Live will be to inform. That's it. That's it. I'm just here to inform you. I don't have any opinions at all. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. He said, if you want to be an antidote to the Drudge Report, then you've already got a You got your own point of view. You don't agree with the articles that Drudge puts up. And of course, Drudge does have a perspective. And you deny that you have a perspective. You see how this works? As I've said before, anybody that isn't aware of their perspective is lying to themselves and lying to you if they are aware of it and say that they are perfectly objective. And that's what we've heard from the mainstream media for a very long time. As I've said before, I've always preferred to get my news from people who are honest about where they're coming from, who try to defend their positions. That's what Carl Cameron and Shepard Smith don't like. They don't like people who defend their positions. I mean, Shepard Smith at Fox News just came out the other day and said, what's going on at the border with illegal immigrants being detained? He said, that's a war crime. Now, you understand that Shepard Smith is, by implication, jumping into this whole concentration camp thing. He doesn't say it as plainly and as stupidly as Occasional Cortex, but he's jumping into that as well. When he says it's a war crime, he's alluding to the fact they are Nazis. Anybody that patrols the border is a Nazi. And all these things are somehow concentration camps where we put people to kill them, right? That's what he's jumping into. He's in that camp. The Alexandria Occasional Cortex camp. That's the camp that he's in now. And they don't realize just how campy they are. How absurd they are. No, you want to get your news from people, in my opinion. I hope you agree with that. I mean, you probably wouldn't be listening to this program if you didn't agree to it. You want to get your news from people who are going to look at the news, who are going to analyze opinions, who are going to tell you what they think. You can make up your own mind about that. I liked to get my news from people that were polar opposites and sorted out myself. But that's just me. That's just me. I never trusted ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR. I didn't trust the New York Times and the LA Times and the Washington Post to get everything objective and straight. Newsweek and Time. No. But now we've got The Guardian, who used to see themselves as somewhat independent, although left press. They're one of the organizations that published the Ed Snowden leaks, and they got hammered for that. And apparently they've lost their nerve. They have gone full establishment. Look at what they're now saying, and we'll take a look at this in a little bit more detail later on, because I want to go back and forth and give you the arguments that are being made by the Koch brothers libertarian people, the people at the Cato Institute, people at Reason, the people on the left, The Guardian, Washington Post, New York Times, these people who say there's nothing to worry about having free speech controlled by a couple of internet giants. I see no problem. These people who on the left, amazingly, especially them. I mean, I expect this from the Ayn Rand libertarian wing. You know, if somebody is successful, that means that they got there just out of the strength of their own innovation and hard work, and they pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, and they didn't get any help at all from the federal government, who wanted to create a control structure like this and has been talking about it for the last 60 years. They had nothing to do with it. It was just the dogged determination of these Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, and we ought to get out of their way and bow down to them, quite frankly. You know, that's the attitude of the Ayn Rand libertarians at Reason. But these people on the left, who hate everything that corporations do, and of course that's where the Ayn Rand people are coming. Corporations can do no wrong. Governments can do no right. Corporations can do no wrong. Now the people on the left, typically the other way. Governments can do no wrong, but corporations can do nothing right unless those corporations are using their monopoly power to shut down public speech in the public space, because these people on the left don't like to debate you, because they don't win the debates. And so they're very happy to have their allies right now control your speech. And that's exactly what The Guardian is saying. The Guardian says some debates should be shut down. They said silencing unpopular opinions is not a violation of free speech. It is not a mark of intolerance because some debates should be shut down. Well, I would just say The Guardian, some press organizations like The Guardian should be shut down. And we don't really need to have a government fatwa against The Guardian, because they're being shut down and failing on their own, just like CNN. People aren't reading their garbage anymore, and so they're going to go away. One of the things that they don't want you reading, of course, and of course, this was on the Drudge Report. You know, Drudge, I don't know where Drudge is on vaccines. I see him every time somebody does an article about measles and, look at how many people got measles now. They don't want you to look at how many people got seriously sick from it because it didn't happen. But, you know, they'll always put up the stories about measles, and he had this. A surprising survey shows 45% of Americans doubt the safety of vaccines. Now, they don't want us talking about vaccines on social media. I've been capped by Twitter because I talk about vaccines. I've been capped by Twitter because I talk about the CIA and torture and foreign wars and things like that as well. But they really don't want you talking about vaccines. They don't want you talking about, being pro-life. There's a lot of different taboos, things that are, I guess we could put it in the terms of the religious group that they also love, haram. It is forbidden. It is forbidden to say certain things on social media. And one of those things is to talk about vaccines. You'll never see anything trending about vaccines except vaccines work. Vaccines work. Right. The latest measles outbreak that has gripped communities across the country, says study finds in Chicago. And they're very concerned. It's amazing that adults are still harboring doubt about the safety of vaccines. I mean, they've told you the story over and over again. How in the world are you not believing them? Right? Because they've worked very hard to silence any other voices out there, except for the drumbeat of the big pharmaceutical companies. They said the vast majority, more than 8 in 10 surveyed, still view vaccines as effective despite their concerns. Now, let me tell you what this is. I have said, and I've gone into great length about it in the past, that the internet was designed by a psychiatrist, J.C.R. Licklider, in the 1960s. In the 1950s, we had, in the early 1960s, we had experiments that predated this psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider, working for DARPA. We had studies that were done. You know, we had the Ash experiment that was done, the Milgram experiment, you know, making sure that even if somebody is telling you to give somebody a very painful, all the way up to a lethal amount of electricity when they give the wrong answer, you'll still do it. Now, the Ash experiment was interesting because it would give people pictures, you know, which line is longer, that type of thing, and it would be obvious what the right answer was. But they would put the people in a group, in a crowd of people, and everybody else in the crowd of people was in on it, and the vast majority of the people would give the wrong answer. They could look at that and see that was the wrong answer. And they knew that it was wrong. But because the other people at 75 to 80%, just like they are on vaccines, they're concerned about it, but they'll go along with the majority.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little-d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about the move towards telling everybody that we've got the real news. We've got, you know, step right up. You know, we've got the real news right here. I think I've got real news. Everybody thinks they've got real news. We've all got our own opinions, however. I defend my opinions. They just simply sit there and say, well we're CNN. So obviously, we're CNN or the Washington Post or New York Times. So obviously, we're to be believed. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to talk about how the New York Times and Washington Post have flip-flopped on one issue after the other. Can they really be believed about anything? Of course, any time they go off the rails, just like we were talking about earlier, this movie that Clint Eastwood is going to do, and film in Georgia, by the way, about Richard Jewell, you know, that was the mainstream media, the much-vaunted mainstream media, the same people that sold you the lies about the Iraq War I, Iraq War II. You know, we got babies in incubators, and they're having, you know, these terrible Iranians are taking them off of life support and so forth. Or they've got weapons of mass destruction. All that was all sold to us. Seriously sold to us by these same people that now you're supposed to trust. You know, we have Microsoft coming in with NewsGuard. They're going to guard you from any news sources that are going to be fake. They know who's right and who's wrong, and it breaks down to different organizations. They're not going to do it on a story-by-story basis. It's like that news organization over there, you can trust everything that they say. That one over there, you can't trust anything they say. That's not reality, folks. You know, occasionally, even a Democrat senator will tell the truth. Occasionally, even a Democrat senator can be on the right side of an issue. Doesn't happen too often, but it can happen, and it does happen. And I'm not going to throw them under the bus just because they're wrong on 99% of what they have to say. I'll hold them up if they're, sometimes these guys, these Democrats, if they're right about one thing, sometimes they're the only person saying that in Washington. Sometimes it's somebody like Ron Wyden who exposes Clapper lying to people. And he was the only one doing that. Other Democrats wouldn't do it. Other Republicans wouldn't do it. As Michael Hayden said, I blame Ron Wyden for James Clapper committing perjury under oath. Of course, nothing ever happened to him. He knew that they were listening to the American people. All those senators did. All their staff members did. Why did he force him to make a statement there that he knew wasn't true? See, he was coerced. I guess you could say he was tortured. He was tortured. It was like Ron Wyden tortured that perjury out of James Clapper. No, good for Ron Wyden for doing that. But I disagree with Ron Wyden on everything else. Everything else he's wrong on. But he was the only senator of any party to come out and say that. So, you know, when we look at this, as I was saying before we went to break, this article from studyfinds.org, this is surprising. We find that even though the vast majority, 80% of those that they surveyed, said that vaccines are effective, they still have a lot of concerns. And I'm telling you, this is the control of the internet, the creation of the internet. You know, it was created for this purpose, and now it's being pulled in and used for the purpose for which it was created. Just like schools. Schools didn't somehow go off the rails at some point. Schools were created to indoctrinate, to propagandize, to control young people. This has always been known. Going back to Plato, give me the kids at an early age, give them to me for a few years. You've heard the trope, the meme, you know, give me the kid, you know, for 3 years at an early age and they're mine for life, right? Everybody knows that. Anybody, and it's always been the aspiration of the people who want to control societies. That was why the schools were set up. Initially, a lot of conservatives, they wanted to teach a conservative agenda or whatever. It just depends on what the establishment, what the government wants taught. As the government leaders change, then they change the what is being taught at these propaganda institutes. But that was always the purpose of these institutes. And the purpose of the internet was to get everybody in. You had to have everybody in, okay? Once you get everybody in, it's all free, folks. Everything is free. And, of course, you know, now Facebook's going to put out their Libra coin. It's not only going to be free for a transaction charge. They're going to incentivize. They're going to give you some Libra coins to play with if you watch their ads. So here you go. We're going to give you some seed money. It's kind of like walking into a casino where they hand you out a free chip. Yeah, you better be careful. Better be careful about that. It's a rope-a-dope, and the internet was designed as a rope-a-dope. Get everybody in. We're going to create a digital public square, and then we're going to kick the people who are saying the stuff that we don't like out, and we're going to control all the speech in the public square. And people are only going to hear what we want them to hear, just like when they had ABC, CBS, NBC with Operation Mockingbird. And that's what they're doing now. Now, they knew that that would work. And the DARPA psychologist who created that knew it would work. They had the famous ASH experiment. As I said before, they would get a big crowd of people. They would have one test subject, and everybody else in the room would know that when they put up a simple card that would have like three lines on it, they would say, which one is the longest, A, B, or C? And everybody in the group would give the wrong answer. You know, and the person at first would give the right answer, give the obvious answer. Well, I can see which one is the longest, and they would give the right answer, but then they started second guessing themselves because everybody else in the room was giving the wrong answer. And after a little bit of that, they found that 75 to 80% of the people, even though they knew that was, there you go, there's a picture of it, thank you. Even though they knew that the answer was wrong, they would go along with the crowd. That was the 75 to 80%. So lo and behold, here we are with vaccines. Even though the 50% of the people said they have doubts, they're still going to go along with this, right? They said, well, they've got doubt about it because they've read articles, 16%. Or they distrust the pharmaceutical industry, 16%. Or there's information about from medical experts that they've gotten, 12% or whatever. When they talk about the articles, as a matter of fact, they'll say, they were online articles. Online articles. Oh, obviously, if it's online, you can't trust it, right? Well, then why do you trust anything? Because everything is online. The New York Times is online. The Washington Post, we're supposed to trust them, right? ABC, CBS, NBC, they've got websites. They're online. Oh, but you can trust them because they're somewhere else too. Well, so are we. We've got radio programs. We've got TV programs. But it doesn't matter what, it's not the medium. It's the message. Can you trust the message? So when we look at this, this is what this is truly about. And now it is being applied. And now they are purging InfoWars and other organizations out of the web space. That's why we have the special at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Save InfoWars Emergency Special. We've got all of our InfoWars Life products. Again, do your own research. Think for yourself. And if you find that there's a supplement that you want to take based on your research, we have the best quality supplements, vitamins, minerals, you name it. At InfoWarsStore.com, we now have them as part of the special. 50% off all of these products, free shipping, and double Patriot points that you can use for discounts, further discounts in the future. So again, 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, before we go to break, tonight begins the Democrat debates. We're going to have Democrat debates, of course, two different nights because there's so many people, every Democrat in the world thinks that they can beat President Trump. And, you know, because they have 5 or 10 people show up to their rallies, maybe, you know, the big guys do. But Biden, some of them, nobody shows up. But they're all going to be showing up to the debates, 10 of them tonight, 10 of them tomorrow night. I'll be part of the debate, live debate coverage tomorrow night. Tonight we're going to begin it. Alex and Owen Schroyer are going to do the debate coverage live. Here's a little promo about what's coming up tonight.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders. Love the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris, and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show with live coverage next week, Wednesday and Thursday night.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, over the weekend, we had all those reports about a mysterious floating object over Kansas City. People asked NOAA, the weather, National Weather Service, others, what is, well, we honestly have no explanation for these floating objects over Kansas City. Lo and behold, we eventually figured out it was a DARPA experiment. I think we're going to find that with many of these things. I don't have a problem believing that there's extraterrestrial beings and intelligence. Quite frankly, I'm a Christian. The book talks about that a lot. There's probably more extraterrestrial intelligence than there is terrestrial intelligence by a long shot, especially when we look at the news. Now, seriously, I don't have any problem believing that there are other beings. I just don't think they have evolved. And I don't think that they are ETs in the sense that Hollywood portrays them. But, you know, we also have to worry about the evil that is amongst us at DARPA. You know, let's not forget that these are the people, as I point out, that set up the internet to control us. These are the people who protected individuals like Colonel Michael Aquino, who bragged about the fact that he was a Satanist, you know, went on Oprah Winfrey, dressed up like Eddie Munster, like a grown-up Eddie Munster. He started the Temple of Set. He is a vowed Satanist, open about this. He was accused of pedophilia when he was stationed at the Presidio in California. An individual there had his grandson came back and said, yeah, he took me into this back room in his house, and it was all painted black. And lo and behold, they went into his house, and it was all painted black. But DARPA protected him. They moved him out. He wrote a book called Mind Wars, a study, talking about how they would control us. They would control us with electromagnetic radiation, that extremely low-frequency radiation. You know, we had that one shooter who said, this is my mind control weapon. He wrote that on his gun stock. He said, my ELF weapon is what he said. Extremely low frequency control. What did he know? I don't know. We get these little glimpses of things, just like this UFO. And, you know, Michael Aquino joked about how back in the 1980s they had robots roaming the hallways of DARPA. Maybe he was joking. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. These people have a lot of technology that they're hiding from us. And they have it with one objective in mind, in my opinion. I mean, just go back and look at some of the books that have been written about the history of DARPA by Annie Jacobson, also the excellent book she did on Operation Paperclip. You find that these people have a lot of technology and no morality, no ethics, no restraints on anything that they do. Go back and take a look at the book about Raven Rock. The plan to save the American government and let the rest of us die. Yeah, they built their underground bases back in the Cold War. They have absolutely no regard for the American people. This is what we're going to be talking about when we come back. We're going to talk about war, the military-industrial complex, what is the state of what's going on right now in Iran. Can we believe whether... I tell you what, I'm going to give you some stuff that you will find hard to believe, but it's true nevertheless. So I'm going to give you the reports. I'll give you the sources. Of course, we're all fake news, according to The Guardian. We should not be heard. And according to the Silicon Valley Masters, the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, partners of these same people at DARPA, we need to be taken out of the public square, along with you, if you agree with us. And, you know, The Guardian doesn't have any problems with that because they've now become establishment shills, establishment sycophants. Yeah, they learned their lesson. They came down there pretty hard when I published the Ed Snowden. You're not going to see any stuff like that coming out of The Guardian anymore. They're going to pretend that this is all some vast right-wing conspiracy theory that we're all being censored. We're being depersoned, deplatformed. Yeah, it's not happening. Didn't happen here at InfoWars. You know, Alex Jones is secretly still on social media, evidently, according to The Guardian. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look or what's going on with the war. We had earlier in the week, on Monday, we had Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama took to radio to talk about what he thought was behind what is happening in Iran. And I want to read for you what he had to say. It's absolutely perfect. He said, "There are a variety of political influences in Washington, D.C. that love it when we flex American military muscle. And they don't seem to care one twit about our men and women in uniform who are risking their lives and sometimes giving their lives. And too often, they don't seem to care one twit about the long-term threat to the United States of America of these annual unsustainable deficits and the accumulated $22 trillion in debt that we have. We can try to get into the minds of these people. I can think of a variety of different motivations for them wanting us to bully people around no matter where it is, anywhere on earth. That's not what I think is in the best interest of our country. And so those folks advocate it." And then Mo Brooks said this, "My job up here is to rebut it to the extent that I disagree. That is my job too. And I'm going to rebut it even if it's done by President Trump. I'm not going to sign on to this. My job is to tell you the truth about what the military-industrial complex is doing, even if President Trump has become a captured puppet of it. And quite frankly, it's looking that way to me. That's my honest opinion. I'll make the case for it. You can decide yourself." You know, when it comes to the border, we have a situation where the left and the grassroots, I'll just say not the left, I'll just say the grassroots Democrats say, there's no problem. And of course, you got people like Julian Castro saying, there's no problem at the border. However, the grassroots Republicans are saying, it's no problem. President Trump has got a plan. And I'm telling you that whether you say there isn't any problem or whether you say the problem is somehow magically going to be solved by President Trump, even though he hasn't done anything for 2.5 years, that is the problem. The fact that people will not honestly confront this, pushing back on this because they hate Trump, or accepting it because they love Trump. You better take a cold look at what's going on and forget all this gaslighting about trust the plan. Trust what you see. That was what I was trying to tell you about the data, about vaccines. Do your research. Trust what you see. Don't listen to the crowd, even if the vast majority of Republicans around you say there's a plan. President Trump is, he's going to take care of it someday. Yeah, we're 2.5 years into a 4-year term, but Someday he's going to do it. No, he's not, if he hasn't already done it. And they tell you, oh, trust the plan. Trust the military. They've got proof that the Iranians are bad guys, and this time you can believe them. They may have lied us into every other war. We may have perpetual wars everywhere on Earth, but you can believe them about Iran, right? The cost of a potential U.S. war with Iran. This is an article by RT. It's written by, now, of course, now you can't trust this, right, because this is RT. So you can't trust anything RT says. Let me tell you something. RT will lie to you about Putin. RT will lie to you about Russia. But they'll tell you the truth about America. You know, you can always listen to your enemies. They'll tell you the truth about yourself, right? It's just like Satan will lie about, he'll lie about God, but he'll tell you the truth about you, okay? That's the way it is with RT. And, of course, this guy's a retired colonel. Russians know something about Afghanistan, quite frankly. And so when he says this is going to be another Afghanistan, we might want to listen to him. Maybe you agree with him. Maybe you don't. Here's what he had to say. First thing that I think is interesting is he kind of alludes to the fact that maybe the New York Times and maybe even President Trump was kind of leading us down a path. Maybe he was manipulating us. When we had these stories, or maybe somebody in the New York Times was doing it, they had these stories saying, well, you know, we had this strike. Boy, it was right up to the last minute. I even reported that. Yeah, the New York Times is saying that. Was that true? I'm starting to have my doubts, quite frankly, as to whether or not that was true. Because we've caught the New York Times telling us just in the last month and a half. Maybe it was back to, maybe it goes back to April, maybe 2 months. They said, we've had sources show us and tell us pictures of dead ducks that Gina Haspel and the CIA showed to President Trump around the time of the Skripal poisoning in the UK. And they told him, look at this. It was nerve gas. And look, all these ducks died. Well, you know that maybe ducks died, but Skripal and his daughter did not die. The doctor who worked on them for 30 minutes did not die. We're talking about not just nerve gas. We're talking about Novichok nerve gas. This is not VX nerve gas. That's our nerve gas. This is Novichok, which is 8 times more potent than nerve gas. If it was even our nerve gas, 1/8 the potency, they would have all been dead. You remember when Kim Jong-un used those people to put a drop on his brother of nerve gas, killed him instantly? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. That's why Putin laughed. He said, nobody died. Nobody died in that false flag. And yet, New York Times pointed out that President Trump had been shown pictures of dead ducks, and that had gotten him all fired up, along with Nikki Haley's screaming and demanding that we kill people, along with Theresa May doing the same thing. And so he, you know, did some things. He threw out Russian delegation and so forth, thought that everybody was going to do that. Turned out he was the only one who did it. And then about a month or so later, the New York Times came back and said, no, 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 none of that was true. All that stuff we told you in April, that's not true. Not true. We lied to you. Nobody covered that I saw, right? Now, you didn't hear the mainstream media talking about it. I covered it. I covered when they put that out there. I covered when they came back and said, we lied about that. We're retracting that. So were they telling us the truth about this? I don't know. I don't know. I don't trust anything the New York Times says because they're so tied to the military-industrial complex. They sell us different parts of the military-industrial complex. They'll sell us different narratives through the New York Times. You know, they're the ones that they leaked all that phony information about President Trump and the dirty dossier. They leaked it through the New York Times, Washington Post, and then they took that to the FISA court and said, look at this. It's reported by the press, so we should get a FISA search warrant. So anything that New York Times says about espionage, about wars and everything, I would take that with a grain of salt because it's coming from the CIA. And, you know, they lie, they cheat, they steal. They have classes on doing that. So anyway, this guy, retired colonel from the Russian military, says, let's start by saying the decision to launch a military operation against Iran, including the specific time and place, would have been taken by a very small group of top U.S. political and military officials. At such meetings, no leaks could possibly occur by definition. So everything they told us about this was not a leak. This was a press release. puts it in a little bit different perspective, doesn't it? And then he goes on to say, there is no doubt that a prolonged air campaign by the U.S. will greatly undermine Iran's military and economic potential and reduce the country to the likes of Afghanistan. In other words, to ashes. To say how long such a campaign could last would be too much of a wild guess, but we have examples of Operation Desert Storm in 91. Airstrikes then lasted for 38 days. Yugoslavia in 1991, bombing continued for 78 days. So he said theoretically the U.S. could bomb Iran for, let's say, 100 days. And they could wreck the country's economy and infrastructure step by step. Iran, however, can also respond to U.S. aggression by launching intermediate and shorter range ballistic missiles to target oil and gas fields and terminals in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, and the UAE. It should be pointed out that even though the capabilities of U.S. intelligence agencies are almost limitless, quite a few Iranian missile launching sites remain undiscovered. Secondly, U.S. air defense systems in the Persian Gulf, no matter how effective, would not shoot down every last Iranian missile, and even a handful of their missiles reaching critical infrastructure in the Persian Gulf region would be enough to cause devastation. In such a scenario, it would drive chaos in the global economy. It would immediately drive up oil prices to $200 to $250 per barrel. Gerald Celente has pointed this out many times in this program. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what is happening in Iran and why. Stay with us.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely said kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kitty porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallacewell system, new gun owners, yay! Bernie Sanders, love the Soviet Union, Kamala Harris, and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show, Wednesday and Thursday night. The greatest comedy show on earth, two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs, June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here
from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support, because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was just reading you the assessment of a retired Russian colonel. I said, if we go into Iran, it's going to be like Afghanistan, except worse. As he was pointing out, yeah, we can basically destroy a country with airstrikes, but there are quite a few Iranian missile launching sites that even with our almost limitless intelligence, we don't know about. And if just a few of those got through, they could take out critical infrastructure in the Persian Gulf. And it could immediately drive oil prices to the $200 to $250 a barrel range. Any of you who are old enough, you remember what the initial OPEC embargo did to our economy? It was called stagflation. It was what essentially took Jimmy Carter out, along with some of his other bad decisions. Things that he did in Iran. Bad decisions in Iran. That Jimmy Carter did. But going on with this assessment, he said to solve the problem of Iran once and for all, however, even after we come in and bomb their infrastructure to oblivion, the U.S. would need to mount a large scale ground operation, boots on the ground. It's the happy way that they describe this on Fox and CNN. With the U.S. Army invading the country, America would have to wipe out both regular Iranian forces and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. They would have to unseat the current leadership of Iran. And yeah, I'm sure they could do all that. They've done it in other countries, haven't they? But then they would have to have a military presence, he says, in every major city for the next 10 to 15 years, keeping tight control over the entire country at the same time. We've seen this. We've seen this in Iraq. We've seen this in Afghanistan. Mission accomplished when you bomb their infrastructure. But then you wind up with an occupation, a long occupation. And then you start to fight an asymmetric war. And he goes on to say, for the record, the U.S. failed to do that even in Afghanistan, which is several times smaller than Iran in both territory and population. And after almost 18 years of fighting, the U.S. has achieved next to nothing in Iran. Now, you may just say that's nothing but the opinion of a Russian colonel, retired. But we all know he's right. In 18 years, we have accomplished nothing in Afghanistan. We don't even control half of the territory of that tiny country. As he pointed out, Iran is many times larger than Afghanistan. How much money, how many lives have been lost there? Do they really care about American lives? You know, Henry Kissinger, paraphrase what he had to say, the American military, you know, these guys in the army, they're nothing but beasts. They're just there, animals to be destroyed. That's the opinion of people like Henry Kissinger. He called that real politics, right? You know, real politics. We're just going to, whatever works, right? We don't really care about you know, real politics, that doesn't care about law. It doesn't care about ethics. It doesn't care about morality. It's just like, yeah, what works? Like you said, we don't have any permanent allies. We only have permanent interests. But they don't have any principles, not even temporarily. No principles whatsoever. Now, Pompeo has made a statement yesterday talking about what's going on in Afghanistan. If you don't believe this Russian colonel, just take a look at what Pompeo is saying about the Taliban. You know, the Taliban, he says, is misleading us about a timeline for withdrawal. There is no winnable solution there, as Rand Paul has pointed out. He said, not anybody in the military will tell you that we can win Afghanistan. They just are searching around. There's just a difference of opinion as to how we get out of there, if ever. Some of them want to stay there forever. Some of them want to say, well, we'll do what we did in Vietnam. We'll just take that next village, and that'll give us a little bit more leverage with the Taliban. The Taliban knows they just have to wait us out. It's going to be yet another lost war after it devolved into asymmetric warfare. But here's what Pompeo had to say. Let's play video clip number 7.
Regarding terrorism, we've made real progress and are nearly ready to conclude a draft text outlining the Taliban's commitments to join fellow Afghans in ensuring that Afghan soil never again becomes a safe haven for terrorists. In light of this progress, we've begun discussions with the Taliban regarding foreign military presence, which today remains conditions-based. And while we've made clear to the Taliban that we're prepared to remove our forces, I want to be clear, we've not yet agreed on a timeline to do so. This should come as no surprise, but sometimes our adversaries announce things that just aren't true.
Sometimes our adversaries announce things that just aren't true. Sometimes so do our secretaries of state. Sometimes so do our CIA directors. Remember when our current secretary, the same guy, Pompeo, was here in at Texas A&M, and he had this to say.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses.
We love that in America, don't we? We love it when our leaders lie to us. When they cheat, they steal, they take over other countries, they assassinate people, they start wars. We love that. And of course, you know, he says, well, you know, sometimes our adversaries announce things that just aren't true. Sometimes so does our government. Yeah, we may be, here's the reality. You know what? Neither one of them may be telling us the truth. That's most likely the case. Probably the Taliban is lying to us and Pompeo is lying to us as well. All I know is I thought we were electing somebody who was going to put America first. Maybe that was a lie as well. Let's talk about the arms dealers and the lobbyists getting rich as Yemen burns. This is a story from the American Conservative. As they put it, chronic human rights violator Saudi Arabia is using American-made weapons against civilians in the fifth poorest nation in the world, Yemen. And they can't even win that war. Think about that. This is Saudi Arabia, where they have been lavished with the most advanced weapons that the world has to offer. Our weapons, created by our military-industrial complex, making tens of billions of dollars selling them to the Saudis so that they can use them on this poor country. And they can't win that war. You think we're going to win fighting Iran? The Saudis can't defeat Yemen. Yeah, I know the Saudis aren't the U.S. military. We got a much better military than the Saudis. But they are using our weapons, and they're using it against nearly the poorest nation in the world. There's only four countries that are poorer than Yemen. But, of course, the people who are not poor are the contractors and the lobbyists and the government and the military-industrial complex. As the CEO of Raytheon pointed out, and they have that in this article by the American Conservative, our role is not to make policy. Our role is to comply with it. Well, you know, what is the policy of the military-industrial complex? I say since 2015, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, have waged war against Yemen. An estimated 90,000 people have been killed. By December 2017, the number of cholera cases in Yemen had surged past 1 million. This is not measles. This is not 200 people nationwide getting measles where nobody died. This is 1 million people getting cholera, 90,000 people killed, a largest outbreak of cholera in history. 113,000 children have died just since April 2018. But it was worth it, right?
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my God, Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of the platforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
Yeah, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy, and we don't try to set up foreign alliances that are going to entangle us in endless wars. That's what the founders said. That's not the America we have today. And as we look at what's happening, for example, in Yemen, where we have our Saudi allies spending tens of billions of dollars with one company after the other, each of them making tens of billions of dollars, so that they can attack Yemen, one of the poorest countries on earth, as I said before, only four countries are poor in Yemen. And what have we gotten for all of this? Well, you know, the military-industrial complex, Raytheon, Boeing, these various country companies, you know, they're as big as a country, aren't they? Lockheed Martin has had deals worth $25 billion. You've had Boeing, $7 billion. Raytheon, $5.5 billion in deals with the Saudis. Northrop Grumman, one deal worth $2.5 billion. BAE Systems, $1.3 billion. This is why we call them the merchants of death, because what has that gotten them? Well, as I pointed out, 90,000 people have been killed outright. Going back to December 2017, that had already at that point in time more than a million people come down with cholera, the largest outbreak in modern history of cholera. An estimated 113,000 children have died since April of 2018, just a little over a year, from starvation and disease. Starvation and disease. That's what happens when you have sanctions on food, sanctions on medicine. Remember when Madeleine Albright was confronted about that with Iraq? They said over 500,000 children have, 500,000 children have died because of your sanctions. And Madeleine Albright said it was worth it. It was worth it because I'm sure that the military-industrial complex made a lot of money. So obviously it was worth it. These merchants of death. The United Nations calls the situation in Yemen the largest humanitarian crisis on earth. More than 14 million people face starvation because of sanctions. So let's step this up. They can't, even with our weapons, the Saudis can't take out Iran. I guess that's why they want us to do the fighting for them against, can't take out Yemen. That's why they want us to do the fighting for them against Iran. But we're going to get into a tar baby situation there as well. American origin munitions produced by companies like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, Raytheon were identified at the site of over two dozen attacks throughout Yemen. Might as well put on the side of them Stark Industries, right? From 2014 to 2018, the U.S. supplied 68% of Saudi Arabia's arms imports, 64% of the UAE's imports, 65% of Qatar's imports. See, this along with the fact that they were put in the catbird seat by Henry Kissinger with our currency. So they basically control the currency, the petrodollar. And they, in turn, as part of that deal, the petrodollar, they say, well, we'll denominate oil sales in American dollars. And then they agree to buy from us our Federal Reserve notes as well as all of this military equipment. That's the deal. That's the deal. That's what holds us all together. And as one individual, Stephen Miles, said, because of the nature of the U.S. arms control law, most of the sales have to get government approval. And so we see lots of lobbyists who weigh in heavily on this. And, of course, they're paid handsomely. The last time I saw the numbers, the arms industry had nearly 1,000 registered lobbyists. The past 18 years of endless wars have been incredibly lucrative for the arms industry. And they have a vested industry in seeing these wars continue and in not curtailing the cash cow that it has been for them. War is a cash cow for the merchants of death. And that, folks, is the real reason this is all happening in Iran. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. Trump says he has no exit strategy, as he was asked for this. And, of course, that's true of Iran as well as all these other wars that he inherited. More than eight wars that he inherited from Obama. And, of course, the first time a president has been at war for 8 years was Obama. President Trump, when asked about it, says, you're not going to need an exit strategy. They ask him, what is the exit strategy? In other words, how do we know that we have won? What do you have a definition of what winning looks like in Iran? What is the objective? Do you have an objective for this war? I just told you what the objective is. The objective is to make as much money as possible for the military-industrial complex. That is the objective. And so President Trump says, you're not going to need an exit strategy. I don't do exit strategies. That's right. We noticed. You talk about them when you run for office, but you don't do them. President Trump went on to say, Later on, he said, obviously the people of Iran are great people. I know many of them. I lived in New York. I know many Iranians living in New York. They're fantastic people. I have many friends that are Iranian. Some of my best friends are Iranian, but I'm going to have to kill them. Going to have to kill them. Why? They told me to, right? It's part of the deal. Mitch McConnell, Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, said that he is willing to vote on a controversial amendment that would require Congress to approve any military action. Now, think about this. We have a Constitution. They're not even talking about amending the Constitution. I guess they're talking about amending the authorization for the use of military force, which is supposed to be about going after Afghanistan, the alleged perpetrators of 9/11. And I say alleged because I don't buy that. Don't buy that for a minute. But, of course, we have a Constitution, and it doesn't need an amendment. It needs somebody who will follow it. This is why I'm adamantly opposed to this conservative movement frequently being sold to us by people like Mark Levin, who don't care what the Constitution says when it comes to war. And I point out, we got politicians and talking heads who don't give a whit about the Constitution. Why would I want to put those people in a room to have to write another Constitution? I would be absolutely horrified at what they would come up with. You can't trust these. There's not a problem with the Constitution. The problem is with the politicians and the pundits. And so Mitch McConnell says, "Well, I don't think we should. I don't think we should even talk about this. It could signal disunity in Washington to a foreign adversary." Well, I would ask you, what is your definition of the union, right? What is the state of the union when we don't have a constitution that we pay any attention to? I would say that we already have disunion. We have divorced ourselves from the constitution. That is disunion enough. He said, well, we're not opposed to having the vote, and we're working on having that vote. We're going to pass NDAA and doing the supplemental border spending bill all this week. That's all they care about. The National Defense Authorization Act. Let's increase it every year. You know, last 2 years, we've increased our defense spending by an amount that is greater than the entire military budget of the Russian military. Our increase is greater than their entire budget. We already spend more than all the rest of the countries on Earth combined, but every year, we're jumping it up by massive amounts. Green light. Don't ever oppose anything in the NDAA. And of course, because we have to bow down and worship any boondoggle project that's put in there by the military-industrial complex. They also stick in there things like the fact that they're going to arrest American citizens. Remember when they did that back in 2012? We can have the military arrest U.S. citizens without any due process, hold them, transport them to foreign countries. All they put all kinds of stuff in the NDAA because, hey, we just got to pass the NDAA. We don't want to get bogged down in some kind of discussion about a war. We don't want to know what the end looks like. We don't want to define why we're fighting or how we know when we're finished, because we ain't ever going to be finished. He argued that a war authorization is not required under this set of circumstances. Nobody is advocating going to war with Iran. Oh, no, that's not why we jammed up a massive naval fleet in that little tiny area, the Strait of Hormuz. We're not advocating trying to go to war. Not the president, not Secretary of State. None of the generals, nobody wants a war with Iran. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they start wars. We'll be right back.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill.
still. The enemy's been winning.
And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's just telling you the real motivation for the Iran war, and that is to make money for the military-industrial complex. We have to have these eternal wars because they need profits. Got to keep that economy going. But Iran may be their own worst enemy. It now comes out that Iran is considering extracting a toll fee for quote-unquote security in the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to basically charge foreign ships, shake people down for money. Maybe Iran doesn't know anything about American history. Just like America, the American people don't know anything about our history with Iran. You know, we overthrew their democratically elected leftist government. Yes, it was a leftist government. I don't like communists. I don't like socialists. The CIA overthrew their elections in the 1950s, put in a dictator, the Shah of Iran, helped him to set up a ruthless secret police that captured people and tortured them endlessly. I mean, it was a, before the Shah was thrown out and the radical Ayatollah was put in, which is blowback. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in Iran that didn't want to see it go that way, but that's the way that our foreign policy runs. I mean, that's the unintended consequences, if you will. Maybe they weren't unintended. Maybe they did intend for that to happen. But just like we saw what happened in Libya as they went in, you know, Muammar Gaddafi was a terrorist. He had done a lot of horrible things, but he hadn't done anything for decades. He was leaving everybody alone. The real problem was, as we see from the leaked emails of Hillary Clinton and others, leaked by WikiLeaks, we see that they were very concerned about the fact that he was setting up his own hard money backed by gold. And he was going to become a very powerful economic force in Africa that would have been a challenge to the fiat currencies of Western banks. They didn't want that to happen, so the bankers had to take him out. Again, hadn't messed with anybody for 30 years. And what did we get in the wake of that? You know, that kind of chaos. We saw that happen very quickly. What most Americans don't realize, because the Shah of Iran was in power for decades, he was in power for 20-some-odd years, they don't realize that, you know, it just happened more slowly in Iran. And these people consolidated their power. Instead, you know, in Libya, we still have this civil war going on between marauding power bases, you know, these different individuals with their militia fighting each other in a civil war going on there. But we saw that flip over. We saw the Iranians take over the American embassy. That's where Americans' understanding of Iranian history begins. But the Iranians don't really understand anything about America either, because if they did, they would understand that even Thomas Jefferson, when the Barbary pirates captured ships and demanded tribute, a toll, if you will, shaking them down for cash, they were pirates. You know, just like the pirates of Somalia today. And what Thomas Jefferson did was he authorized the first use of the military overseas. You know, the shores of Tripoli, the Marines still sing about that, you know, the Marine anthem. So they went in and they overthrew the government of Tripoli. So if the Iranians do something this foolish, and they had a bill that was introduced in Parliament, it hasn't become law yet. But if they actually do something like that, that will be the trigger. That will be the trigger. And so the military-industrial complex will eventually get what they want. They know that. They can pack the Navy into that area. They can fly drones over Iran and so forth. And, you know, you shoot this down, or you bump into my ship, or you get fed up and you start charging people money on the thing, whatever. They know that if they can push these guys hard enough, eventually they'll knock that chip off of the shoulder of the American military. But it doesn't make us any less of a bully. It doesn't make us any less than the people who have initiated this conflict, even if they take the bait. If they take the bait. And it looks like they may. I think they eventually will. That's what they're counting on. So let's talk a little bit about the Middle East, because we've forgotten about America, right? We don't care about America first. It's now the Middle East first. And we saw this last weekend. We had Jared Kushner introducing his reparations. You know, we've got all the Democrats, as I tweeted out earlier this morning. And by the way, folks, you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me, Libertarian. That's my Twitter account, Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel now. Back again. For a limited time only, you can subscribe and share the videos on YouTube. YouTube.com/Libertarian. Make sure to go there. Make sure you subscribe. But anyway, you can, of course, still find me on Infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. But we want to try to get this out in as many different formats as possible. But we've got, as I pointed out today on Twitter, you know, we've got all these Democrats signing up for reparations. Elizabeth Warren had to go even farther, right? Elizabeth Warren, as I pointed out yesterday, wants gay reparations. So anybody that wasn't allowed to get a tax deduction, you know, in those 10 states where they had legalized gay marriage, but the federal government didn't recognize it until the Supreme Court rewrote our laws again, right? That's what we still pretend, that they write laws. As a matter of fact, we're going to have, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a person coming on talking about their camp constitution that's coming up. We're going to have Hal Shurtleff. He's been on before. And, You know, you've got all these drag queen story hours at all the different libraries. What if we had story time that was about the Constitution? That's a brilliant idea. And so he's going to talk to those of you who are interested in educating people about the Constitution, about real American history. Not the kind of phony stuff that Beto O'Rourke and these people are putting out. Beto O'Rourke is saying you can't have cash reparations until the people understand the history of slavery as he wants you to understand it. So he was asked in an interview by Terrell Germain Starr. He said, do you support cash reparations for descendants of American slaves? You might ask Beto O'Rourke how he's going to determine who's descended from American slaves and who has the blood. Even if they're descended from American slaves, do they have the blood of slave owners as well? I don't know how this works. Anyway, O'Rourke says, well, I think ultimately we may arrive at that conclusion. But before we do, I think every single American needs to know the full story of this country. This is the way they operate. They rewrite, reinterpret history for you. And he said, so then Starr comes back and says, well, since you know the history, you know it, right? And the story of America, would you support cash reparations since you know the story? And he said, I would. But I'm convinced that unless everybody understands the story of this country, and most people do not, you'll never get to that action or to that end result. And so he'll make sure that everybody understands it because he's going to make sure that they keep you in their indoctrination centers until you're in your mid-20s with free college and so forth. And that they control social media. And that they control the corporate media. So they're going to make those reparations happen. Elizabeth Warren wants to get back tax credits, 50-some-odd million dollars to people who didn't get their tax deductions appropriately because they weren't counted as being married. We're going to have retroactive tax cuts, call them reparations. And then you got Rashida Tlaib. Now, remember Rashida, you know, she always identified as Palestinian. When she won that primary, which, again, was essentially winning the congressional seat, you had all the people surrounding her. Her mother was there wrapping her in a Palestinian flag. And she was weeping and crying and saying, we just called all of my relatives in Palestine. And then the crowd, all the women in the crowd are going, li-li-li-li-li. You know, that's the representative from Palestine, Rashida Tlaib, is now talking about black reparations as well. And she's saying, yeah, I hope there's a serious conversation about voting on reparations. And the person interviewing her, Nicholas Bolasie, said, well, what would you support? Would you support direct payments to individuals who are descendants of slaves? Oh, I support any opportunity. I support all of the above in some instances. But there's a serious conversation happening in committee right now, and I hope that it continues to happen regarding reparations. And so now, you know, it's not just the black we're going to give reparations to everybody. You know, we got slavery reparations, we got gay reparations, and now we have Jared Kushner and the Trump administration coming up with Palestinian reparations. And I'm sure Rashida Tlaib is very happy about that. Yes, yes. Jared Kushner, as he unveiled his economic plan for Palestinians, we view our job as to try. Well, let me tell you, Jared, maybe you don't understand because you weren't running for election. But your father-in-law was. And when we voted for him, we viewed his job as putting America first, not the Middle East, not Palestinians, not the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is not solvable. It is no more winnable than the Afghan war or the Iran war or the Iraq war or the Libyan war. They're going to be fighting each other and everybody else for the rest of history. But we're going to try to buy them off. We're going to come up with a Palestinian referendum. Reparations. And, you know, this is a great plan. We're going to spend billions on their infrastructure. Are we spending any billions on our infrastructure? No, no, no. We gotta give it to the Palestinians first. You know, I want peace here in America, and I want a piece of that money. We'll be right back.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Show many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my God, Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Wallace Wells says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night. The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, Jared Kushner has a plan. The Democrats want to have black reparations for slavery. Elizabeth Warren wants to have gay reparations because they didn't get their marriage tax deductions. And now Jared Kushner wants Palestinian reparations. What is the plan? Well, the plan, and we got to trust this plan, right? Trust this plan is dubbed Peace to Prosperity. It envisions bringing more than $50 billion of investment over 10 years to transform the West Bank and Gaza. And, of course, it's going to rely on foreign business investment. It's not going to be foreign aid. Trust them. Trust them. They're not going to waste your money on this stuff. Can you really trust them? You know, regardless of what these people say, you know who's going to wind up bribing the Palestinians to behave themselves. It's going to be the American taxpayer. The goal of the plan, and this is reported by Breitbart, the goal of the plan is to end Palestinian reliance on donor aid entirely. Well, how do you do that? Well, you give them $50 billion. You don't want them to be, you don't want them to be reliant on outside money. So you start out by giving them $50 billion. $26 billion would be from low interest loans. Oh, the banks get a piece of this. Oh, that's nice. Half of this, I think banks are going to make some money on that, right? $11.5 billion would be from private capital. Oh, some of his friends too. I wonder if he got this plan at the Bilderberg Group when he went there and met with them. Did they come up with this, they hatched this in those, private meetings at the Bilderberg? The plan would fund projects to improve nearly every aspect of life for Palestinians, writes, Breitbart. Such as a $5 billion transportation corridor. It also includes 179 infrastructure and business projects. So, you know, why is it that we do that kind of stuff for foreign countries? Why is that our responsibility? I mean, if they think that this is a solution, wouldn't this be something that you would think the Israeli government would do? Why is this, even if it doesn't take American money, why is the Trump administration devoting energy to this? This is not our responsibility. Our responsibility, Jared, President Trump, is to build our infrastructure, to protect our border, to make things better for our people here. You don't seem to understand that. And neither do the other people who are looking at this. Jared Kushner goes to kick off. This thing was kicked off at a conference in Bahrain. And, of course, he goes to the nice Four Seasons Hotel there. And this, I'll give you a little bit of a clip of this. Here's the master of diplomacy talking, and you can see this big conference where there's nobody from Israel, nobody from Palestine at this conference. But here's Jared Kushner putting out this big dollar Marshall Plan.
The Priest to Prosperity vision is a modern framework for a brighter and more prosperous future.
This burning casket
Mr.
in the
Charisma.
West Bank bears the words, the deal
these are the people we're going to bribe to behave.
Neither Israeli nor Palestinian leaders are attending the curtain raising in Bahrain.
Yeah, they're not even there. Their leaders are not even there. Yeah, the people are burning down the streets. They're attacking tourists in Bethlehem, but we're going to pay them $50 billion so that they can be self-sufficient and become entrepreneurs. Just like we're going to destroy Iran like we did Iraq and Afghanistan. So they could set up a democratic republic. You know what the problem is? We don't even know what a democratic republic looks like here in America. We've forgotten what it looks like. We don't care about the rule of law here in America. Why would we expect these people where we go in and do a regime change? Why would we expect that they would follow the result? We don't even follow our own constitution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely said kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre, but the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified, but I wonder where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a little bit more to say about Jared Kushner's Palestinian reparations. As we look at this, as it kicked off in Bahrain, and I showed you Mr. Charisma himself speaking to the crowd that was there, but of course nobody from either Israel or Palestine were there. None of the Palestinian leaders were there. As most people are looking at this, pretty much everybody is critical of the plan, except for Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk thinks that this could work. We're in big trouble. Charlie Kirk is the same guy who defended President Trump and said, well, you know, look at this. President Trump said we need to decriminalize gay marriage. And look at this. We've got Botswana did that. See? And President Trump won't get any credit from the mainstream. It's like, are you kidding me? That's the depth that Charlie Kirk will go to lick the boot of President Trump. To try to pretend that that's somehow a victory, that that's what we voted for? Are you kidding me? Shameless sycophant, Charlie Kirk, Talking Point USA. He's the only one that thinks that this will work. Most of the people are saying, well, this is not only immoral, but it's impractical, and it could blow up the Middle East. That's a more pessimistic assessment of it by Politico. And, of course, you would expect them to be pessimistic about anything that President Trump does, but I think in this particular case, they're right. They said putting economics before any political solution. They're saying we're going to have this in two phases. First phase is going to be economics. And we're going to do that before we talk about the underlying political and religious issues that people have been killing each other over all the time. We're going to throw money at the situation. Quite frankly, this is the same type of mentality we've seen from the Pentagon, from people like H.R. McMaster, who said, you know, the real problem is not Islam. The real problem is not religion. It's not terrorism. It's these people just don't have economic opportunity. And if we give them enough money, they'll all become, you know, little, they'll become entrepreneurs. They'll start dressing like Jared Kushner, become the band of Brooks Brothers. They just need more money. They just need economic opportunity. They'll be fine. We always hear that from the liberals. Now we're hearing it from Jared Kushner because he is a liberal. He is a liberal. But they said putting economics first before the political process, before addressing any of these, you know, the real festering sore of political and religious war. Oh, we'll just throw some money at it. They said it's not just a tactical error. To focus on economics is a strategic mistake. That'll mean that this goes absolutely nowhere. And again, you know, Charlie Kirk thinks, oh, you know, this is right. The real problem with these people is not that they're hateful. The real problem is not Islam. The real problem is they're just poor, and we can make them unpoor by giving them $50 billion. And so the people who are looking at this, many have said that it looks like a real estate brochure. And it looks like an uncharismatic presentation of a real estate brochure by Jared Kushner. The plan lacks any detail about a political solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And that's by design, because Kushner just wanted to keep this on the economic part of this, because that's not controversial. That's not controversial if you throw money at a problem, except to the people who wind up paying for it. And I'm telling you, that's going to be us, even though they say that it's going to be done by bankers and Bilderberg people, right, that he just talked to a couple of weeks ago. But it gets worse, they said. At the conference, which is being jointly hosted by the U.S. Treasury Department and the White House, what does that tell you when the Treasury Department is the co-host of this? Does that tell you that maybe the American government, in other words, American taxpayers, are ultimately going to be paying for this boondoggle? I think so. And so they said it's a chance for governments, civil societies, and businesses to share ideas and to discuss strategies for economic initiatives in Gaza and the West Bank, which all sounds great, except nobody from Gaza and the West Bank was there. All right? This is the cold reality of this insanity. Every time you get somebody gets elected to the presidency, they all think they can solve the problems of the Middle East. And they spend a lot of energy, a lot of money trying to solve those people's problems, and they spend no energy at all trying to solve the problems of the American people. We're going to outsource our border protection, aren't we? We're going to send the military to watch Iran. We're going to send a massive fleet to that little tiny area, the Strait of Hormuz, and hope that we can trigger a war. But we're not going to do anything to protect the United States. Elizabeth Warren is saying she's going to decriminalize crossing the border. I agree with Secretary Castro. We should not be criminalizing mamas and babies. I love it when she talks about mamas. She never talks about papas. Oh, don't want to talk about men. Okay. Oh, we'll criminalize the men, maybe. Not the mamas. The mamas who are dragging their babies across, you know, like that mama who left her husband in El Salvador. You know, that was the little baby that everybody turned into a poster child of how harsh President Trump was. They photoshopped on the cover of his either Newsweek or Time. I think it was Time. They cut President Trump out with Photoshop, and they cut this little baby out who was crying. The baby was holding the mother's hand. Never separate, never ever separated from the mother. The mother separated, the mama separated the baby from the father back in El Salvador. She paid thousands of dollars to make a very dangerous journey and to desert her husband and to break up the family. And her father, the father of the family, was very upset about that. He said, you know, she endangered my child, could have died. A lot of these mamas and babies die making that journey because they're giving that money to child traffickers, who are, by the way, criminals, Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, when somebody does, we're not making criminals out of them, as she says. We're not making criminals out of these people who come across. They're making criminals out of themselves. You know, it's kind of like Bill and Hillary. You know, there's the cover from Time magazine that they photoshopped. No, they criminalize themselves when they defy the law coming into this country. You know, it's kind of like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton became a criminal when she violated national security. When she violated national security by setting up a private server, and she knew that. She signed the agreement. She knew that. She had above top secret documents that she put on an unsecured server. The Chinese government then reciprocated by putting some software on there that sent them a copy of everything that she sent, everything that she received. Hillary Clinton became a criminal, even though she hasn't been prosecuted. She violated the law. We all know she violated the law. Even James Comey said she violated the law, committed multiple felonies, but he's not going to prosecute her. We know they're not going to prosecute her. We know they're not going to put her in jail. She's still a criminal. And these people who are coming across the border are still criminals because they violated the law. But they want to pretend otherwise. She said, we must pass comprehensive immigration reform. Now, she defines it in the same sentence. We must pass comprehensive immigration reform. Create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, including our dreamers. That's the definition of comprehensive immigration reform. It's amnesty. That's exactly what they want to do. And, of course, we've got a Democrat, sheriff, newly elected, who was being applauded because he's not going to alert federal law enforcement when illegal immigrants are caught breaking the law. Because, you know, just like the FBI, just like Hillary Clinton, just like the CIA, if they break the law, if they commit illegal acts, they're not criminals and they should be prosecuted. And that's exactly what this county sheriff is doing with the illegal aliens who come across the border. And CARE is very happy about that. The Council for Islamic American Relations, they're also happy about that because there's going to be a lot of Muslims coming across the border as well. They know that. And so we have Vice President Pence bragging about the fact that Mexico did more to secure the border in the last 10 days than the Democrats have done in the last 10 years. And as I said at the top of the program, and Mexico has done more to secure the border than the Trump administration, including Vice President Pence, has done in the last 2.5 years. He went on CNN, talked to Jake Tapper. He said, the truth is, in the last 10 days, Mexico has done more to secure our southern border than Democrats in Congress have done in the last 10 years. That has to change. 90%+ of the people that apply for asylum in this country are denied. They actually don't have a claim for asylum, so the president took steps earlier this year. He declared a national emergency. We're building a wall. We have 400 miles built. Are you serious? Show us a picture. I'm going to show you the picture of what the private organization has done. We haven't seen pictures of what they've done. We've got soldiers who are painting the existing wall. Maybe that's what counts.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my gosh. Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders. Love the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just telling you about the newly elected county sheriff who said he's not going to turn anybody into ICE that is violating laws if they are from a foreign country. They get a pass. It doesn't matter what they do. We've seen this here in Austin with the county sheriff saying the same thing. I'm only going to turn the people in if they had three things. And of course, then somebody pointed out, well, one of those things that you said you're not going to turn people over for is, raping children. Well, make that four things. It's kind of like Monty Python. Yeah, the Spanish Inquisition. We have three things. No, make that four. Whatever. So, you know, they're very happy. Kara was very happy about that. And we don't need to worry about the border, right? Except the fact that we've had the Mexican president confirming an alert that three ISIS terror suspects are headed to the border. Mexican president and his top security officials confirm the warning made by the U.S. government about three ISIS terror suspects likely headed north. The three individuals were recently detained in Nicaragua. They even have them by name. They have Ibrahim Mohammed, Mohammed ISIS of Egypt, and Ahmed Mohammed from Iraq. And I guess the question is, how do they know who these guys are? They're all named Mohammed. Remember that opening scene from American Carol? Mohammed, and they all stand up out of the trenches. Yes, what? As a matter of fact, going back to the 19th century, that's what people in the West called Muslims. They didn't call them Muslims. They called them Mohammedans because they're all named Mohammed. And so all these ISIS terrorists, suspects, of course, alleged ISIS terrorists, are all called Mohammed. Go figure. Meanwhile, we are very happy about the fact that Mexico is doing more to protect our border than the Democrats or the Trump administration. And yet the Mexican president is standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to protect. No, he doesn't want that label on him, right? Mexico's president, reports Yahoo News, vowed yesterday to investigate the controversial detention of migrants trying to cross into the U.S. border, saying the 15,000 troops that he has deployed there have no such orders. It was just a show. You know, like President Trump sending troops to the border. It was for show. They're not doing anything. I broke it down yesterday or Monday. I told you, I said, look at this, line by line, what the money is being spent on. It's being spent on beds. It's being spent on tickets, airplane tickets or whatever. They're not doing anything to enforce the border. They have prohibited our troops from enforcing the border. The acting head of DHS sent an email to people in Congress saying rest assured, the military is not doing anything other than painting fences. But, of course, that can be very effective to paint existing fences and borders. That can be very effective at protecting the border because, evidently, while it's wet paint, it's slippery, right? I don't know what we do when the paint dries. But anyway, they're not doing anything to protect the border. And now the Mexican president is saying the same thing. I sent troops, but they're not supposed to do anything. And the people there are kind of confused. So President Obrador, who took office back in December, he vowed to protect immigrant rights when he took office. He's now come under fire over an AFP journalist's images last week of heavily armed National Guardsmen forcibly detaining two women and a girl at the Rio Grande River across from El Paso, Texas. And then AFP, or Yahoo, says international law protects the right of undocumented migrants to cross borders. Really? Oh, so we're violating the law if we stop somebody from crossing our border. See, they're not illegal. We are. You know, ICE is criminal. The Border Patrol is criminal. The Americans who want the border protected, we're criminals. But anybody, you know, international law says so. International law says so. We got federal judges who say you will not protect the border. We got Democrats who will say you will not protect the border. We got foreign governments, foreign courts who say you will not protect the border. And President Trump says, okay, I can't do anything about it. Is Trump president? Is America being put first? Do we even have an America anymore? Do we even have a constitution anymore that anybody pays attention to? And so the Mexican president, after making a big show of sending thousands of troops to the border, just like president, maybe this is what they discussed. Hey, let me tell you how this worked. I did this last year. They all fell for it. This is what you can do in your country, President Trump tells the Mexican president. Facing a backlash at home, the Mexican president denied the National Guard and the Army were under orders to stop migrants fleeing violence and poverty from crossing the U.S. border. No such order has been issued, he said, and we're going to review that case and make sure it doesn't happen again because that's not our job. Maybe somebody should point this out to Vice President Pence because the Mexican government is doing more to protect our border than the American. Well, actually, he is right, and I'll tell you why. Because we're not only not protecting the border, but we're coming after any Americans who really do protect the border. A statement contradicted what Lopez Obrador's own defense minister said on Monday. He said, yeah, we are going to protect them. But this is what they're telling the soldiers. The soldiers said, well, you know, we're told that we have to protect the border. But after they saw the photo, they told us we can't touch the migrants. Then at the same time, the order is to detain them. So they say, detain them, but you can't touch them. He says, I can't do that. They'll punish me if I do that. I have to detain them to do my job, to finish my deployment here so I can see my family again. So Mexico dodged President Trump's tariff threat by agreeing to reinforce the southern border with 6,000 National Guardsmen. Now they're dodging the agreement. And they said, you can't do that. You can't use the National Guard. They're set up to protect the border from organized crime. This is what we hear from our military. They can't protect the American border. They've got to overthrow governments in Iran. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to be joined by coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Hal Schirlef, and he's going to be talking to us about Camp Constitution. How can you do a constitutional pushback against the kiddie porn that's going on in the libraries and other places? But before we do, I just want to remind you that tonight we're going to have the debates, the first of the debates. 10 people tonight on the Democrat debate. Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are going to cover it tonight. I'm going to be part of the debate coverage tomorrow night. Here's a promo about what's going to be happening tonight.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris.
this and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show with live coverage next week, Wednesday and Thursday night.
All right, and again, I'll remind you, we're going to be talking about Camp Constitution and how you can push back against the false information and the indoctrination that's being given to your kids. Not only lying to them about American history, as Beto O'Rourke says he intends to do. Of course, we know that. They've been doing that all along. But to find out what a constitutional America would actually look like. You know, a constitution, if you can keep it. I don't know if we can even keep the country at the rate that things are going. But we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person is allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and we already know where they're headed with a lot of these things. And we already see, as we've talked about many times, we've got the drag queen story hours that are being done at many libraries. We just had a fundraising event at some Pennsylvania firehouses. But it's primarily the drag queen story hours at the various different locations. You know, there could be some alternatives, and I wanted you to hear one from Hal Shurtleff. And, of course, he runs Camp Constitution. He had a great idea, I thought, and that is to call your local library and to set up a Camp Constitution reading hour where you could cover history. You could cover the Constitution. You could have classes there, organized classes there, instead of the drag queen hour. I mean, do we have the energy to defend our values and our country and our government anymore? Or we just, is it only the left that has any energy to engage young people? So joining us now is Hal Shurtleff, and he's going to talk to us about Camp Constitution in just a moment. But Hal, tell us a little bit about your idea for Camp Constitution reading hour at local libraries.
Well, Dave, I live in Boston, and Boston, there's several libraries just within maybe an hour, 2 hour ride from me. There's one in Fall River, Massachusetts, Conway, New Hampshire, and then down in Bristol, Rhode Island, that have already hosted, in Nashville, New Hampshire, that have hosted these drag queen hours. So I said, I'm going to get a hold of these librarians, and I'm going to offer something else. We call it Camp Constitution Reading Hour. And every month we could do something different. For example, in April, you know, the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, the Concord and Lexington. In July, of course, the Declaration of Independence and the sacrifices of the signers. November, Thanksgiving. December, Christmas. February, George Washington or Great Patriots of the Revolutionary War. We also can do economics, like the classic iPencil. I'm sure you're familiar with that. I actually contacted three of the libraries, and two of the librarians got back to me relatively quickly, and both of them have agreed to allow us to come in. And we actually made a booking at the Fall River Library because it's not till November. So we're inviting two of our instructors, Reverend Stevie Kraft and his wife, Edith. Edith was an elementary school teacher. She's retired. And they're going to be dressed up in the pilgrim outfits. We also have one of our...
Instead of drag, right? They would dress up drag, in historical outfits. That's a great idea.
That's right, right. And we have Pastor Garrett Lear, the Patriot pastor, who lives up in New Hampshire. And he's offered his services up in Conway, New Hampshire, in the White Mountains. And Garrett is about 6'7", and he wears the really authentic Black Robe Regiment outfits, and his wife also wears the era, you know, period clothes. But you don't even have to do that, and you don't have to do it under our auspices. That'd be nice, but you can just contact your local library. Every town has a library. Cities have more than one. Contact a children's librarian, and, you know, there's so many things you can read, and we're actually going to create a page with recommended readings, but there's just so much out there. Some great stuff that's geared towards elementary school age, junior high school age. We actually have a reprint of something called, it was called the American Family Series, where they're published in the early 70s, designed to be read at the dinner table when families used to sit at the dinner table. And there's great little essays and there's little questions and answers afterwards. And I think this is a way to push back the cultural Marxist. And again, we need to push back because these folks aren't going to stop.
That's right. If we abandon our children to the state, they're going to raise our children. And so we have to be proactive. And this thing, we can look at this and we say, isn't this, I don't like this. This doesn't look right. It looks like they're sexualizing young children. And they are. But what are we going to do to be proactive about this as parents? I mean, are we going to engage our kids in conversation? Are we going to give them our side of the story? Or are we just going to let strangers teach our children? So I think it's a great idea that you had. And, you know, as you pointed out, you don't have to get in costume. You don't necessarily even have to come up with your own curriculum. You've got some resources there that have already thought out some of this, already have some ideas, and basically people could use those resources and not do as, you know, make it a little bit easier for them to set this up.
You see, well, I'm looking at the download. We have some great resources just on our website. Not Yours to Give. That's that famous Davy Crockett story that you guys have, you in Texas have a little to do with. So there's a lot, there's just unlimited potential. And you could do it, again, under the auspices of your local group, the local Rotary Club, the local Garden Club, the local Tea Party group, or under our auspices. We would just want to make sure that make sure we know what you're reading, you know. We can also read things like this Constitution, you know. Imagine actually reading the Constitution. Yeah, because – and the beauty of this is that I would say that most of the children that use public libraries probably go to government schools. And they're not, they don't have access to some of this truthful history. So this might be one of the only times they get this information.
Yeah, that's a great idea. People can find that at Camp Constitution. Is it .com or .net?
It's a .net, yes. We also have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel. And someone suggested that we videotape some of these readings and make them available. And that's a good idea. And we'll probably be doing that down the road.
I think that's a real good idea because, you know, there's a – we still go to the library occasionally, and I don't see nearly as many people at the library in general. And so I think you're going to hit more people on YouTube or on social media. That's really where you're going to find the audience. So if you got that there and you put that up there on campconstitution.net, I think that's a resource that a lot of people could really use. But you've got something else that you have coming up. Tell us a little bit about the actual Camp Constitution that's coming up in July.
Well, we have a week-long family camp, and I want to stress a family camp. So we have whole families, grandparents, in-laws, toddlers, babies. We also have unaccompanied minors, so, you know, from usually between 11 to 17. And we have some adults who want to come because they're learning a lot, too. So the camp is in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the western part of the state, the Berkshires. We tell people we're a 45-minute ride from Albany, so if you need to fly in, we'll pick you up, drop you off. Hartford, Connecticut's about an hour and a half. Boston is 2.5 hours. We may have some carpool potential because we have people coming from the Midwest and Pennsylvania and Florida. So we might be able to do that. So we also Amtrak stops off at Pittsfield twice a day. So we want to make sure that we can get you there. And we're a charitable trust. So we have made we've never turned away any worthy camper for lack of funds, even though our tuition is very, very modest. We charge $350 for 13 and over for the whole week, lodging, meals, field trips.
Wow. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the speakers. I think you got Lord Monckton that's going to be coming there. Right. Some others.
Lord Monckton came last year and he had such a good time. He asked to come back. And how can I say no to this fellow, you know? and he had a great time.
He might parachute in if he did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that'd be right. That'd be great. We could do that. Sure. That'd be fine. Yeah. We have a lake. We can retrieve him, a little rowboat. Professor Willie Sue, of course, who's a regular on your show. Yeah. And this is Willie's third year. And, you know, one year we offered him an honorarium and he refused it. He brought his family and he said, I am having such a great time. There's no way I could accept anything here. We have Debbie Bacigalupi, who's been a guest on InfoWars too. She's out of Northern California and she's an expert on Agenda 21. And Agenda 21 is one of the topics that we really focus on. I've given over 600 presentations on the subject in the last 10 or 12 years. We have a gentleman, Keith Hansen, who is from, he's a TV and radio personality from New Hampshire and Vermont. He's an ex-Second Amendment expert. So we're going to have we have Mrs. Catherine White, who's a constitutional scholar and expert. Teaching classes, Mr. John McManus. I think you might know John McManus. He's the president emeritus of the John Birch Society. He'll be giving a class on the why we need to get out of the UN. And Lord Monckton is going to be giving one getting out of the European Union. So it's a good dovetail there.
Of course, he's also just like Dr. Soon, he's well versed on environmentalism, which is the basis of Agenda 21, right. And they're rolling us into that pretty quickly. People are going to have to understand what's going on with 5G. What the smart cities are all about, because they don't call it UN Agenda 21 anymore. It's now the UN 2030 Agenda. It's a great opportunity for people to get educated. And folks, it is up to you to educate your children. Your children are the future, not only your future, but the future of the country. And you can't allow other people to have control of their mind and to be their only educators. Thank you so much, Hal Shurtleff. You can find information about that at campconstitution.net. Good luck, Hal.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kitty porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. Still, the enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking to Hal Shurtleff about Camp Constitution, saying we're going to be proactive. We're going to educate our own children. We're going to even go to libraries and try to set up a Constitution reading hour instead of a drag queen reading hour. Yeah, they can have both of those at the libraries, but if they can have a drag queen story hour, you can do one for the Constitution. Get a group together, meet there, try to get to the kids. Well, you know, China's got their own camps. They call them thought transformation camps. The BBC is outraged about this because they're targeting Muslims. They wouldn't care if it was Christians. They wouldn't care if it was Falun Gong. They wouldn't care if it was their own citizens. And quite frankly, that's what's happening. We call them schools here. Government schools, public schools. They are thought transformation camps. And if you don't believe that, just put your young child in a thought transformation camp for free. It's free right here in the United States. You don't have to, it's a massive tax that's on your home. Even if you rent, it's a massive tax on that. But, it's supposedly free. By the time they get to be a teenager, look at how their thoughts have been transformed in that camp you send them off to every day. Authorities insist that they're just training schools, they say. But, they notice when it's the Chinese doing it to Muslims. Do you notice when they're doing it to your kids? When they talk about the fact they have dark patterns, that's the newest, we have this thing called dark patterns, says the LA Times. They're steering many internet users into making bad decisions. The whole purpose of the internet was to steer you, to manipulate you. At the same time, they were funding these companies. They started funding these companies with venture capital firms, as I've pointed out many times. DARPA and other intel agencies had their executives on the venture capital boards. The CIA even created its own venture capital firm, openly, Incutel. As the internet became practical, they wanted to make sure they were picking the right people that would be partners with them in this type of process. They created a whole new branch of intelligence, geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing branch of intelligence to monitor what you were doing, to look at your metadata. Who was the preeminent individual in the geointelligence camp? Well, that was James Clapper over the years. They can call it nudging. They can call it dark patterns, whatever they want to call it. It is population control. It's part of an information war. And we're going to take a little bit of a look at that. But I just want to finish up with what I was saying about the border. We ran out of time the segment before Hal came on. I was talking about the fact that Vice President Pence is saying Mexico has done more to protect the border than the Democrats have done in 10 years. They've done it last couple of weeks when President Trump talked to them. And then the Mexican president came back and said, that picture that showed us interdicting people at the border, we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to talk to those people, make sure that doesn't happen. The 15,000 troops that they sent to the border are just for show, just like the ones that President Trump sent. But there's something even worse about that, something that's even more interesting. As I said at the beginning of the show, the Mexican people want their borders protected just like the American people do. And they're not racist because they want their borders protected from people who are coming in from other Hispanic countries. They just did a poll, and the newest poll is from a Mexican version of the Wall Street Journal. El Financiero, they said 63% of respondents in the survey believe that the Mexican government should close the border to migrants, 9 points more than what had been registered just 2 weeks ago. They said 68% want to send the National Guard to the border to deal with migrants. And they're saying, we don't want the National Guard, the government is saying, we don't want the National Guard at the border to deal with migrants. We want them to deal with the drug cartels, just like our Pentagon says, we don't want the American troops at the border. We want them to go to foreign countries' borders and overthrow those regimes. And so the Mexican people are hearing the same song and dance from their own government. And yet, when we look at this, 69% want their army to protect their border versus 29% who don't want that. So it's more than a 2-to-1 of people who want their army to protect their border. When they talk about deporting people, now, this is the thing that gets the Democrats so angry when President Trump even talks about using ICE to send people home. In the Mexican poll, 75% of the Mexicans in the poll said they want the illegal immigrants deported. Only 21% disagreed with deportation. So there you have more than 3-to-1 in Mexico saying, send the people from El Salvador and Guatemala back home. We don't want them here, right? Just like Americans. They want their country, just like the people in Europe. It's not racist. They're the same race. They're Hispanic. They just want their own country. So what is happening here? I said even though the Mexican government's not doing anything to protect our border, they're doing more than the American government is, and I'll tell you why. Because the American government punishes any individual citizens who try to protect the border. Case in point, the people who were at the border. He had a group that called themselves United Constitutional Patriots. One of the individuals, Jim Benvey, says that he helped to detain migrants who are crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. Now he is facing prison time, charged with multiple felonies. They said, hey, he was carrying firearms and wearing military fatigues. Somebody might mistake him for U.S. Border Patrol. Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to mistake him for U.S. Border Patrol. He's actually patrolling the border and protecting it. Border Patrol doesn't do that. That's not what they do. How could he be impersonating a Border Patrol agent if he's protecting the border? The Border Patrol is not allowed to do that. You know, they voted for President Trump. They wanted to be able to do that. But the Trump administration has not allowed them to do that. So how could this guy possibly be impersonating a Border Patrol agent? He can't. They say Border Patrol before they interrogated people. But again, he is not the U.S. government, and he is not, he's actually doing the job the U.S. government is supposed to do. Then we have the people, the We Build the Wall people. Remember Brian Colfalchi? Is that way you pronounce his name? The guy, the triple amputee, Iraq War veteran. And he put together the GoFundMe to privately build the wall. And all the liberal press were attacking them, saying, you didn't do anything. It's a scam. You ripped people off. And then they showed the wall that they'd actually built. You know, President Trump and Vice President Pence are saying, hey, we've got 400 miles. Most people are saying, these were already existing walls. You sent the military down there to paint them. Show us the picture of the new wall. And we actually do. Run video clip number one. We've got the engineer for We Build the Wall talking about the wall that they built in just a few days. Here's that video clip.
Foreman Mike with We Build the Wall. Off in the distance, the most violent city in the country of Mexico, Juarez. 1,280 murders last year. In the foreground, We Build the Wall's first half mile completed from the Rio Grande due west, up 31% grade. The wall is up. We want to thank everybody for the donations. We've cut up 19 trails. We have great people here. The dedication, we couldn't get them to stop working. As you can tell, the voice might be hoarse. It was loud, dusty, and dirty. Still currently about 96 degrees out with the sun going down. Additionally, on top of finishing the panel placement today, we've added another 500 feet of concrete to the highway, which is coming up for the Border Patrol.
All right, again, you can get something done. What you have to have in place are can-do people. I would have expected President Trump, based on the way he ran his businesses, I would have expected him to hire people exactly like that. Can-do people, people who are not a part of the system. President Trump, because when he was successful as a businessman, he would pick people who were loyal to him, in this case, loyal to his goals, to his agenda. He didn't care whether or not they had a degree or a title, but he would put hardworking people who are loyal to him in place to get this kind of stuff done. That's exactly the kind of people that he needs to hire, but he's not doing that. Instead, these people, they've got a $1 billion goal. They've raised $24 million. They said the first wall we built is ground zero for illegal drugs, as he pointed out, 1,200 murders right across the border. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said they couldn't do it. They said it was impossible to build in that area. They said it'd take about 2 years and $40 million. They did it for about $6 to $7 million. In other words, it's about 1/6 of what the U.S. government, Army Corps of Engineers, would have charged, 17%. And they did it in a matter of days for only 17% of what the U.S. government would have charged if they had the will to do it. They don't have the will to do it. And the bottom line is that if you want to do it, you can. But you just have to stop penalizing and getting in the way of the people who want to do the work. A great example of what could be done, what is not being done. Instead, what we do is we arrest anybody. They've even had an international organization that wasn't either American government or Mexican government come in and tell them, you got to keep that gate open. You can't close that gate. That's the type of harassment that people who really want to do something about this face. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.